Welcome to episode 22 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts, T3. Let's get going. Good morning, folks. You'll never influence the world by trying to be like it. Your message will be lost in public opinion. Be yourself, and others will see you. Have a super day. So, the reason why I chose this tweet is because it speaks to me. Being a person, being personal, is a test of who you, who I am. Why do I reach out and talk to people about themselves and what they do? What am I really after from them? Don't get me wrong, I love talking to people and learning about them and who they are and what they do, but that's not all I'm after. I've been called cold, heartless, self-seeking, selfish, proud, arrogant, and I believe them. However, aren't we all in some way? All those very different things? Yet, why do I teach, support, give all that I can to make sure people have the best information and the necessary skills for themselves? Because those traits are at my core. So with that said, I'm letting go of my thick facade one piece at a time. So let's get to our thought. Our next piece that we have, it's the fourth in the series of responses to Bianca Hughes' post, 10 questions every educator should take time to answer. And I'm going to take the time to answer it now. Question number 4, what really is personalized learning and is it truly possible to achieve it in our schools as they are today? To me, personalized learning is learning what I want to do on my time, in my own way, and on my own topics. It is possible to achieve it, but children need to see the options they can choose before they narrow their own topics. At the same time, adults have to see all the options that children can possibly choose and learn for themselves and let go and let the children decide. Another way to say it is to give your students agency in all aspects of their learning. Here's today's tip. Read up on personalized learning with Kathleen McClaskey and Barbara Bray in their blog, Personalized Learning. I'll go ahead and put the link in the show notes, as well as Elliot Washer, ED, and his article, What Do You Mean by Personalization? That is also going to be in the show notes. And the article, Focus on the Learner, Not Technology. That also will be in the show notes. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and let you know that there's no trick for today, but there are two people to follow. I met these wonderful ladies in San Antonio at ISTE 2013. I went to their personalized learning session and was thoroughly impressed with the depth of knowledge of the subject. I've been referencing their work since then in all of my different conversations. Kathleen McClaskey and Barbara Bray are co-founders of Personalized Learning, LLC, and co-authors of Make Learning Personal, the book. Please follow them on Twitter. Kathleen McClaskey is at KHMMC and Barbara Bray is BBray27. And please learn more about them at personalizedlearning.com. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. If you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.